I've a shocking memory, Louise will tell you. Sure, I don't remember an hour ago what's been happening in my life, but I do remember talking about befriending on Late Lunch some time ago. And I think it's appropriate now to just have a catch-up and see where it's gone since we introduced it here on the show first. Because Paulette McCardle joined me then, and today she's joined on Late Lunch by Geraldine Devon and Joan Moran. And I want to welcome them all to the show. Great to see you, ladies. Paulette, if I begin with yourself, will you remind me, when was that?
About 2015, we started May 2015, so I think it was about 6 months in, I came up to visit you and have a chat about it.
And the rest is history at this stage. This all comes under the banner of the Drogheda District Support for Older People, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That great group who does wonderful work in the community here in the Northeast. So remind us again, what was the concept of the idea behind this?
Befriending Drogheda is one of the branches of Drogheda and District Support for Older People, and it's a very simple concept of organising volunteers to go out and visit older people in their homes, people who may be isolated through illness or other immobility. So we organise volunteers that will go out once a week and befriend them, be their friend,
yes.
Basically.
So it is, it's lonely if you live alone and you don't see many people from one end of the week to the other, and it's great to have people call in and check on you and have a conversation with someone about what's going on in your world and theirs as well. Have you had good response to this in terms of people coming forward to give their time? And how much time do you have to give?
Well, we ask our volunteers to dedicate 1 hour a week to their befriended person. They can give above that if they like, Jerry. You know, what we ask and expect is 1 hour a week. Mm. What they do above and beyond that is up to themselves. Mm. And generally, it is more than an hour.
Okay,
week.
When it starts at an hour, it grows. And as you said, it's initially the thought is just to call in, have a chat, nothing else besides. But beyond that, it's up to whatever develops in the relationship between the two people. But you've had a decent response to this, yes?
Yes, yeah, ongoing response for the last few years. And we would have about 35 what we call matches ongoing at the moment. But over the lifetime, we have almost 100 matches that have happened. They come and go at the nature of things, but we have a good steady 35 at the moment,
which is great, and they're active and live and paired with people as well. Let's hear from Joan Moran, because Joan is here, and Joan is somebody who has been befriended. Joan,
I have indeed been befriended, and it's made a great difference to my life.
How?
Now I'm 80 years of age, and is it all right if I because I did not know what to expect, so I had written what I wanted to say.
Okay, go on.
Right?
Let's hear. You're all right. Yeah, of course you can. What did you want to say to me?
Well, I'm Joan Moran and I'm 80 years of age. We have many elderly people in Drogheda. If living alone, they can feel lost, lonely and nervous. Many need assistance, however, may not know where to look, who to contact for much needed help. The Drogheda District Support for the Elderly can be of great assistance. And the contact number is free. It's 1800 200 100. There are many volunteers who, in their own time, give to the elderly a variety of help and assistance, both men and women. This is just a few examples. A call each morning, 5 days a week, with your chosen time. I found this very helpful and gave me a feeling of security and care. Also available advice and information to your inquiries. Computer skills, one-to-one lessons, help with garden and small repairs in the home, etc. I personally wish to thank everyone for their dedication to the assistance I and many elderly receive and have come to rely on. Once more, the free phone 1-800-200-100-7 Haymarket.
Well, can I tell you something? I couldn't have done that better myself. And you've just made a wonderful advert, so you have, for the Drogheda District people and what they do. But tell me this about you. Did you look for this? Did you ask to have somebody, you know, befriend you?
I eventually met a person who gave me directions to here. And that was the very first place that I approached. because as you get old, you feel very lost and you don't know what to do. You don't know who to ask for help. And I started there, and from there I progressed a great deal, and I've received a great deal of help.
Now,
for which I'm very
alone.
Grateful.
You live alone, yes?
I live alone, yes. Yeah.
And the person that you've become friends with, how long are they befriending you?
Yeah, oh, well, they, actually, Geraldine chose a person to call to the house to me and befriend me, and they have been doing that for about 6 months.
And how's it going?
It's going very well.
You're very happy?
I'm very happy, yes.
And does that person do the hour, or do they go beyond that in the week at this
stage? Go beyond it.
Do they?
Yes, they do indeed, yeah.
And it's made a significant difference to you and your life, yes?
Yes, they can be there for two and a half hours, generally speaking.
Yeah.
And will, if you permit them, go and make a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or something, and we join in chat and we exchange our interests in life, and that's very helpful.
Do you feel more connected, more part of?
Absolutely. Absolutely more connected, yes. More confidence. I'd lost a great deal of confidence. I had a great many interests. I love reading. I write poetry. And I had given up all these things. And this is from the help and assistance that I got. I now feel that I'm right back into all of those things again.
My, oh my, I don't think you can give this befriending any greater endorsement than those words you've just spoke there.
Thank you.
It really is lovely to hear. Geraldine Devon, come into the conversation. You've done the match. You're a good matchmaker.
Don't know about that one, Terry, but we try.
No, you have. You really have. So this in itself is a skill and a task to try and get somebody that suits the person. That's very important, is it?
Yes, yes. We first go and visit the client and we talk, find out their interests, and get a sense of who they are. And then the volunteers who give up their time so willingly, and Paulette and myself then kind of have several chats to and fro, and sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't, but 99% of the time we've found
you get the match.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
But isn't that like any relationship? Yeah. In life, you know, some work, some don't. Some people suit, others don't.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just the nature of it.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking today to Joan, and what a story she's told us about her own situation. But maybe we haven't got one here, because I know you to administer it, but you're not directly involved in befriending people. From the perspective of the other side, the person who becomes the friend, they get a lot out of this, I'm sure, as well, do they?
Huge amount, yes. It works both ways. And the volunteer would willingly say that to us and get very involved. And friendships, lifelong friendships start, you know, and continue on. And we interact all the time with both the client and the volunteers.
Yeah, so it's just not there you are, it's over. That continues.
No, it continues.
And Joan, back to you as well. Loneliness, I've mentioned it over the years on this show. It must be one of the greatest pains, is it ever, to feel alone?
It's absolutely dreadful. And if you've been a person who have by nature been a very independent person, and suddenly you find that that there's no assistance there, no help, but you think there isn't any assistance there or any help, you withdraw from everything, and you become ill, and you lose interest, and you don't look after yourself or your health or anything else. So the huge difference is the help that I got here and the beginning that gave me a butt. A push.
Yes, that little push along.
That little push.
You say you love reading. What do you like to read?
Oh, I like to read autobiographies. I like something about that's true. I don't read fiction. So I also like poetry, and I like to write poetry. And my mother-in-law used to laugh at me because I had books all over the house and she didn't read at all. And she would say, what are you doing with all the books? I couldn't part with the books either. so that was a great problem.
Yes.
But, and at the moment, I'd say that I probably have about 250 books in the house.
Oh, my God. We have a bookworm here on this day. Paulette, I know I have to wrap this up at the moment. Right. You're smiling there like the cat that got the cream. Congratulations. If Joan and her friend are an example of this, it is a wonderful, wonderful success. For anyone listening today, if they want to find out more about this, how? Yeah.
Well, they can contact us on 1800 200 100, Drogheda and District Support for Older People, down at the Haymarket. We're happy to take referrals. If we take any people can come in and refer themselves, and we will work with them and organise a volunteer suitable for them.
Yeah. It's a terrific story. I have to leave it there today. Ladies, thank you. I'm delighted to meet you, Joan. You know what I'm just thinking here? You're 80 years young, and I began late lunch today with a guest that's 1 year old. From 1 year of age to 80, you have it all on late lunch every single day. But for the moment, Paulette McArdle, Geraldine Devon and Joan Moran, thank you very much for joining me on the show. And we leave you with an appropriate one. Yes, it's James Taylor. And if you're befriended, you've got a friend.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah.